Alaska has received nearly $20 million in federal funds to help neighborhoods where foreclosures and declining home values are a problem. The money is part of the Housing and Economic Recovery Act, passed by Congress and signed by President Bush this past summer. Lee Jones is a spokesperson for the Department of Housing and Urban Development. He says the program provides nearly $4 billion for communities facing high foreclosure rates in every state.
You either move quickly to deal with properties that are at risk of going bad, or you allow those properties to go bad. And if you allow those properties to go bad, the neighborhoods around them will go bad too, and so will the larger city in which those neighborhoods are located if you don't do something about it.
Alaska has the lowest foreclosure rate in the nation, so the state is receiving the minimum amount allowed under the new law. Jones says the hardest hit states will get $500 million to tackle the problem.
If you look at Nevada or you look at California, what you see are just communities that have essentially been overwhelmed, whether Las Vegas, Nevada, or Stockton, California, or Elyria, Ohio. Those communities have just been overwhelmed by foreclosures.
The Alaska Housing Finance Corporation will distribute the money. Brian Butcher is public affairs director for the organization. He says Alaska's foreclosure rate has increased in the past few years, but is still in the normal range, below even where it was earlier this decade. He says that puts the state in a unique position as it decides how to use the funds.
So we're in a fortunate situation where we can help to make a good situation in the housing market better as opposed to some of the harder hit states that are just trying to make a very bad situation a little less bad.
The money can be used to help local governments buy abandoned properties and get them ready for sale. Butcher says most of the money will go to urban Alaska.
What pockets of problems that we have been in South Central and the Mat-Su Valley and Anchorage. So the majority of the money is in urban Alaska, specifically in the Anchorage Mat-Su area, with very little being out in rural Alaska, which hasn't had even the small problem that we've seen in South Central.
The federal government is requiring states to use the money within 18 months. Butcher says that timeline will be one hurdle for Alaska, where the foreclosure problem isn't very noticeable.
Well, in hard hit states, 18 months is, you know, they've got their pick of areas to put the funding into. In our case, it's going to be much more of a challenge because we don't have a lot of blighted, abandoned properties, and we don't have a tremendous number of foreclosed homes. So it's going to take a lot more work to kind of find and then target ways that this money can be beneficial to the state.
Starting next month, the Alaska Housing Finance Corporation will distribute the money to nonprofits and local governments who come up with appropriate spending plans. Alaska was one of the first states approved for the program.